Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, hello.
Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1.
Thank you very much, Greg. There's some astonishing spellings of the word mobile coming in at the moment, as always. Mobly. Mob-e-l. For the Shakira thing that you can get as a download if you can spell mobile right.
It's a test.
It is, yeah. Hi, how are you?
I'm very good, how are you?
Smart, isn't it, today?
Thank you very much. I'm going out later.
Where are you going?
I'm going out for dinner with two huge sportswear manufacturers.
Ooh. Going to get some new pants?
No, therefore I couldn't wear anything with either sportswear manufacturer stuff on.
Keeping it neutral.
So I thought I'd keep it neutral.
They're going to give you more trendy trainers with the luminous laces.
I don't know. They're one of them.
They were just trying to get rid of those ones, weren't they?
Yeah.
It's a battle between the trainers and the spherical ball.
It's the... Oh, good. Yeah. It's the Radio 1 Christmas party tonight.
All right, I'm still going to have dinner with sportswear
manufacturers. Yeah, I know. We're going to go. I can't DJ.
Becky said she wasn't going last night.
No, she's going to come for a while.
I have to go now because Gemma's DJing. I have to support her at the front.
Okay.
Gemma from upstairs has never DJed in her life before, but tonight she's on. MC Gemma. Okay.
She's going to MC as well.
Well, yes.
It's down on the schedule as her as an MC, so I'm hoping for some kind of Mystique Ladies type.
She just said to me, oh, I'm just going to go and press play on some music. So I don't think she knows she has to get on the mic, but you do, Gemma.
That's only what you and me do when we go to students.
Yeah, press play and shout.
Radio 1 Podcast.
So it's Access All Areas all this week. Cameras are still in here and everywhere. Online at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. And today we're learning about how the music gets chosen to be played on Radio 1. You may think to yourself, well, why are we playing that Lost Prophet song? Well, you can see a little video online now of Aled sitting in rooms while people hand him over large brown envelopes stuffed with cash.
All right.
And that's how the playlist works. Only joking. It's actually really, it's really quite informative. The playlist meeting was today, and you can see the video of exactly what happens. If you're interested, you know, because it's Access All Areas, we're opening our doors up to you this week, and you can see how the songs get chosen. And what happens with the playlist is it's published, the new one, at 5:15 on a Wednesday afternoon. And George, who is the very important head of music, is going to come down here just after 5 tonight. And he's going to announce us, obviously, the good news that Timmy Trendy, Bang on Trend, is on the playlist because they had the meeting about it and they discussed it in the meeting today.
Okay.
So that's, I can't wait for that. So get ready for the good news just after 5 o'clock. I've got a few little
I can see this.
Party things ready. So I went to the shop.
Yes, you got some peanuts.
Yeah, I've got one of these.
Bucks Fizz.
Some chocolate biscuits.
Got some poppers.
You have like a...
Party poppers.
You actually have a proper bottle of party poppers. Yeah. You actually have a bottle of bubbly. You do?
Yeah.
So you know for definite, do you, that it's on the playlist?
99.9%.
No, but you know for definite that it's on.
Well,
nothing's still... ever 100%.
I'm very confident, why would I have gone and bought some...
100%.
Why would I have gone and bought some bubbly otherwise?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
Do you not think you're tempting fate because we don't actually know it's on there yet?
I think it shows you how confident I am in our track.
I know. Well, I'm confident as well, but I just don't want you to get your hopes up and then be...
Don't shake it too much, chappers, because then it will pop.
Well, that's the whole point, isn't it? It's got to squirt everywhere.
I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be good. So, George, the head of music, coming down after 5, and then you can expect to hear Bang on Trend as much as you hear Kesha.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Now, you know, a few weeks ago, my flatmate was obsessed with getting a dog and wanted to call it Jeremy Beagle.
Yes.
Well, we can't have a dog. It's been decided for us.
Who's it been decided by?
By the landlord. We're not allowed.
Right.
Because I don't own this house, I'm just renting. So, it's apparently not on. No dogs allowed.
Right.
So, he's decided...
Did the RSPCA get onto you as well?
What?
So you weren't probably responsible enough?
No.
Okay.
But he's decided he wants something different.
What?
I have questioned him on this. I think it is weird. A cuckoo clock.
Yes, amazing.
Why?
Cuckoo clock?
Yeah. Is that a good replacement for a dog? I think not.
I think it's brilliant.
Why?
How often do they go off? That's going to be really annoying.
Like every half an hour?
Oh, I don't want someone going cuckoo, cuckoo at 4 in the morning.
You can turn it off.
Actually, maybe I do.
Just get one with a night off switch.
Can you get a night? I don't know anything about them.
Don't, I tell you what, they're really expensive, though.
What about? How do you know so much about cuckoo clocks?
Because when there's a bit in Sound of Music, and I really wanted one when I was younger. They don't start off very cheap, about £100.
What about the ones with the bloke cutting the wood outside?
That's about £350.
What, for the bloke cutting the wood?
If you're on the extras and the little people that come out of the window at the top and spin round, yeah, you're talking at least £300.
That's ridiculous.
I've often wondered how cuckoo clocks don't go off. Well, no, not often, but once, maybe.
Often I sit there thinking.
No, I've wondered why cuckoo clocks don't go off at night, and there's a night-off switch, isn't there?
Oh, right. Well, I'm learning more all the time. So can you set it as well to, like, every 15 minutes or half an hour?
No, I think you only get on the hour and half hour, but...
It's a start.
I've never actually met anyone who's got one.
I haven't.
It's quite a unique thing.
But you can still buy them?
Yeah.
Can you look
just
it up for me?
Just go to the cuckoo clock shop. I don't know. I just...
.org. If there is a cuckoo clock shop, you just give them a...
If there's a what?
A cuckoo clock... A cuckoo clock... I might...
Quit whilst you're ahead.
I'm going to quit now. Yeah. The Scott Mills Daily. Robin Kent's been on saying, of course you can get cuckoo clocks, Mills. Harry Hill had a sausage clock on TV Burp a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, that's true, yeah, he did.
I'm not sure they're so widely available.
It got eaten by Heather off EastEnders.
It did, yeah.
Why would you want a sausage popping out of
it? You had to be there. It's a very long story.
It was a very convoluted story.
And
it
very
worked,
surreal, but it did work. Mm. That massive sausage at the end, though, impressive. Know, never seen one that big. Hello?
Hi.
Hello, who's this, please?
It's Amy.
Amy, where are you?
I'm in Glasgow.
How can I help?
It was just to tell you that my gran has a cuckoo clock, and for, like, every hour it makes, like, a different bird noise. For, like, 1 o'clock or something, it has, like, a robin, and for other other times it has, like, a different bird.
So it's a cuckoo that does impressions?
Yeah. And it has, like, little pictures as well instead of, like, numbers for every hour off the bird.
So a different bird every, what, half hour, 15 minutes?
No, it's just every hour.
Oh, OK. That's impressive, though. I thought they would just be one noise.
Cuckoo,
cuckoo,
yeah,
and then that would be it.
Apparently, there's more.
It's not just old people, though. There's a seven-year-old boy that wants a cuckoo clock.
On the
for
text?
Christmas, yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
What did you want when you were seven, Becky?
a Gene Pitney album. Now, don't even ask who he is. He's like an old crooner, and I didn't even know who he was when I was seven, but I saw an advert on the TV.
I was gonna say, you're like in your 20s. Like, he was blatantly, like, what, 50s or 60s?
And he was brilliant, and I was obsessed with one of the songs that he did.
Which was?
24 Hours from Tulsa.
And how does that go?
I'm not singing it. My mum can't talk about this.
She's
devastated.
She's
still traumatised by it.
She was so embarrassed. I opened it, and I think she almost cried.
Were you like, yes, my Gene Pitney album might be there?
My mum was just sitting there, like, cowering in the corner.
When you were seven, Father Christmas got you a Gene Pitney album.
Yeah, and.
And the album must have been, what, 20, 30 years old?
Yeah.
Oh. But you loved it. Because did your mum have one and then you were like.
No, I just saw an advert for it on the TV and I thought, that's brilliant, I love that.
Oh, I thought your mum might have been a fan.
Is it still one of your favourite. It's still one of your favourite tracks?
Yeah,
it's up there.
Yeah.
When you say he is an old crooner, I think you mean was.
Oh.
I think.
Is he not
I
with
think
us?
So. I don't think so.
Okay. Anyway, your gran's cuckoo clock sounds amazing. Do you know where she got it from?
I have no idea. I'm sorry.
Does it look old?
No, it's like plastic, so I think it's probably not expensive.
I'm getting some text saying that there are several high street shops that now sell them, so
yeah.
I might have to get onto this, I think. Okay, I love you.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello,
who's that?
This is Susie from Manchester.
Hey, Susie, what's going on?
I'm okay. I also had a bizarre obsession with Gene Pitney, I'm afraid.
When you were how old?
About eight or maybe possibly nine.
How old are you now?
I'm 30.
See, I reckon I was about six or seven. I'm a few years younger, so I reckon it was exactly the same Christmas that we both wanted it.
That's weird.
Well, Becky, I actually also fancied him.
Oh, no!
I really did. I thought he was gorgeous.
He was about 60.
Yeah, I know, but that was then.
But this song wasn't...
Is that the sound of somebody moaning with embarrassment in the background?
But Gene Pitney wasn't big when you were, like, when you were eight or nine.
Yeah, and I knew it was in the charts at the time with Mark Allman singing Something's Got a Hold of My Heart.
Yes.
And I was just obsessed with him.
And you thought, I'd like to hear some more of his work. I just like the idea of an eight-year-old singing along to this.
Yeah, I knew all the words off by heart and everything.
See, you love it. Listen.
Go.
Dearest, darling,
Is it a bit low for a 7-year-old?
It was a bit club style. While I was
driving home. Did you do that in club style in your Somerset accent? Recreate it for us now. I was only 24 hours from Tulsa. Right, this is freaking me out. Okay. All right. Right, let's leave that there. I love you.
I love you. Bye. BBC.
Radio 1. Scott Mills. This is Alicia Keys on Radio 1. And doesn't mean anything. Now, she's going to be on the chart show on Sunday, and Reggie's off, so it's me doing the chart show, and she's going to be part of it. And I believe that we've got a message from Alicia Keys right now. I'm going to play it.
What's up, Scott? This is Alicia Keys, and all I want for Christmas is to collaborate with this amazing new English artist. I've heard a lot about him. His name is Timmy Trendy. Do you know how I can get a hold of him? Anyway, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Alicia. I will hook you up on Sunday. Oh, I'm ready.
You're
going to
match
show.
Make Alicia Keys and Timmy Trendy.
I don't think Timmy would. No, not that way. I just mean the collaboration.
Why?
Hmm? Why? Why? What?
Why not that way?
I think is she not spoken for Alicia Keys?
I don't know.
I'm not so sure about Timmy. Anyway, that is an amazing message. That's so good. Alicia Keys is on board with the Trendy project. It's a big celebration day for us today because in less than half an hour. Fabulous. We will be letting you know how Timmy Trendy, with his song Bang on Trend, which is playing in the background now, will be on the Radio 1 playlist.
You know me, darling, I'm a real-life fashion czar. Straight out of Stoke-on-Trend, a stylist to the stars.
George, who is the head of music here at Radio 1, held the playlist meeting earlier. There's a video of it online, because it's Access All Areas this week. And we've got the carver ready.
Yeah.
And just a few dry roasted peanuts and stuff.
Some chocolate biscuits.
Yeah.
And some party poppers.
And
you're very confident.
Yeah, I am, yeah. My name. He'll come in less than half an hour and tell us that this is on the playlist. Bang on
trend, he gives us fashion. Couldn't stop singing this.
I know, it gets in your head.
Not that bit. Bang on trend, he gives us fashion to die
for. Cause he's so bang on. Nearly 2,000 members on Facebook now in the Get Timmy Trendy to Number One group. Nearly 2,000.
Really?
Fourth most watched music video on YouTube today, even though there isn't a video. I've got this ready. Hallelujah. As well. Hallelujah. For when the head of music comes in and tell us that it's all fine and it's on the playlist.
That 2,000, that means that takes it just past the Rage Against the Machine campaign.
I think so.
It?
I think we're catching up, if not ahead. Now, earlier on, just to make sure that George, the head of music here at Radio 1, doesn't get cold feet and does put it on the playlist, Timmy gave George a little call.
Radio 1.
George?
No.
Is that
Sophie.
George?
No, it's Sophie.
George, darling, you're not screening your calls. That's very tacky.
Who am I speaking to?
Can I speak to George, please? It's very important. It's Timmy Trendy.
Hello, Andy Parford's office. Maria speaking.
George, darling.
Oh, Timmy Trendy.
Hi, George.
Oh, my God. You've given Sophie such a fright.
That's not George, is it, darling?
No, it's not George. No.
Can I speak to George? It is Trez important.
He is in the playlist meeting.
It's very important that George gets this message, darling. Could you pass it on to him, please?
I will do.
Tell him?
What's the message?
It's, hello, George. It's Timmy Trendy here. Are you writing this down, darling? What have you got so far?
Hello, George. It's Timmy Trendy here.
Actually, darling, scrap that. Put George, darling.
Okay, have that.
It's Timmy Trendy.
Okay.
Just checking, you're putting Bang on Trend on the playlist.
Okay, have that.
It's TDF.
Okay, no problem.
To die for, darling. And you must put this at the end. Much love.
Much love, yeah.
Best wishes. Yeah. Kind regards, darling George.
Okay.
All the best. Timmy Trendy.
Okay, I've got it all. I'll pass that on.
You need to put a kiss, darling. Have you put the kiss?
Yeah, I've put two.
Two kisses is good. Can you just repeat back to me what you've got, please, darling? Come on, darling, this is very important.
George, darling, just checking you're putting the Timmy Trendy song on the playlist.
Lots of love and best wishes.
Darling, you need to put it's TDF to die for.
To die for, yeah. I've scribbled that in the end now.
Fabulous, darling. Okay. Just one more thing. Do I make the cheque payable to George himself or someone else?
No, you can make it payable to me.
Loving your work, darling. Thank you very much.
See you, bye.
Bye.
This is definitely going to happen, I think.
Yeah, well, I would have thought so.
Yeah, keep listening for that. Tim in Leicester, one of the many positive comments coming through about this. I can't wait to hear Timmy Trendy six times a day. It's going to be great. Thank you for that, Tim. It's access all areas today and all this week where there are cameras everywhere. You're really getting an insight into what happens here at Radio 1. And today, particularly exciting because Radio 1's head of music, George Ergatoudis, is here. Hi, George.
Hello.
Thank you for coming in. Now, every Wednesday, you do the big playlist meeting, don't you?
Absolutely.
And what happens on that?
We get a bunch of records. The playlist team get together. It's a very serious meeting. And we decide what music Radio 1's going to play for the following week.
Okay, and you decide what stays and what goes and all that every Wednesday?
Absolutely.
Okay. And how long does it take?
It can take anything from 2 to 3 hours.
Wow. So it's quite comprehensive.
Oh, yeah.
You go through everything, listen to everything.
A lot of detail.
Okay. If you want to see this, by the way, there's a film, a nice film that Adid has done online with loads of behind-the-scenes stuff and how the playlist all works and everything. And I know that this track came up for discussion today in the playlist.
My name is Timmy Trendy.
The bang on trend. He gives us fashion to die for. This fashion to die for, 'cause he's so bent on.
Now, we would quite
George
like that.
George is kind of dancing along.
Yeah, I know.
I think that's a good sign already.
It would be good, George, if it was played around the same amount of times as TikTok by Kesha. That's the kind of thing I'm looking for there, really, about every, 30 seconds or something.
Yeah.
So I've got some party poppers here.
I've got the Carver.
You've got the champagne.
Ready. Where do you want me to spray this? Do you want me to spray this over
not
George?
On George, I don't
not
think,
on George.
I think he's still got work to do.
Right.
But I'm very much looking forward to this.
I thought after the playlist meeting finished, he could go home.
No, it's late. Right.
Where do you want me to squirt this?
Just squirt it towards the Christmas tree. You can watch this online at bbc.co.uk/radio1 on the studio camera. So, George, before we open the champagne, tell us, how did it go down today? Bang on trend, Timmy Trendy at the playlist meeting.
Okay, so...
Oh, hang on a second. Before we do that, I've got someone very excited on the phone. Hello?
George, darling, how are you, darling?
Is that
Timmy Trendy, yeah.
Timmy Trendy, darling. George, can I just say, I know I can't see you, darling, but I know you're looking absolutely fabulous today. Did you get my cheque, darling?
I didn't see any cheque, Timmy, although I heard you were thinking about writing one, but no, fortunately I haven't seen any cheque yet.
I know, Timmy, let's just get to this, because I want to, you know, start the celebration when we can. So, George, if you could just tell us, with Timmy on the phone, what actually happened in the playlist meeting today with Bang on Trend?
It's going on, isn't it, George?
Timmy, I don't really know how to kind of break this news to you.
He's doing that X Factor thing where they do that first and then they're like, and you're through!
Yes! Come on, George!
Okay, Timmy, are you ready?
Yeah. Come on, darling, I'm so excited. It's going to be fabulous.
It didn't go on. Frankly, the record is dreadful. It's shrieky, lazy, boring.
How can you say this? We were told it has a...
No.
It's very catchy.
A chorus worthy of the Black Eyed Peas, someone said.
Seriously, you know, Naomi Campbell had a go. Kate Moss was thinking of dabbling in this area. I really don't think that fashionistas really ought to pursue a career in popular music.
Oh, no. Listen to that now.
Oh, well.
Right, well.
I knew I was going to upset her, but what can I do?
Yeah, him. It's a him, Jimmy Trendy.
Him.
Right, so...
I don't think he took this seriously from the beginning.
So what was the general... What did people say? Because obviously it's not just down to you, is it? What did people say about it generally, George? What was the feedback?
Not good, really.
Names.
Yeah, come on, tell us he didn't like it.
Well, let's put it like this. I mean, frankly, no one's going to buy this, so it is...
Why, you say
it's,
that?
It's a good job you're giving it away for free, I think, frankly.
Apart from in Germany.
I think... Timmy really ought to stick to hem lines rather than bass lines.
Right. Okay, well, I see. I think this might be the end for us. I don't think he's going to do anything more with us now after this. No pressure, George. I just think that it's not going to... probably not going to happen. Anyway, thank you so much for coming in today.
It's a pleasure.
Are you going to allow everybody to see the feedback on the other records from today?
Yeah, Alid was twittering all the way through, so cool. the tweets are all there.
Okay, brilliant.
Do you still want me to spray him?
No, there's no celebration here.
I've taken the top off.
George, before you go, we've got superstar support here, George. Mm. Listen.
What's up, Scott? This is Alicia Keys, and all I want for Christmas is to collaborate with this amazing new English artist. I've heard a lot about him. His name is Timmy Trendy. Do you know how I can get a hold of him? Anyway, Merry Christmas.
I'm not being funny, but I just played Alicia Keys' song. She's on the playlist.
Yes.
And nothing we can say, no?
One of those people has got talent.
You're happy to disappoint Alicia Keys?
On this occasion, yes.
See, I respect that you have a job to do, and sometimes you have to give out hard decisions. So thank you, George. Obviously, Timmy is very upset, but thank you very much.
Yep,
George Ergotudis, head of music at Radio 1. Go and have a look at the...
What are we doing with this now?
Just go and put it under your desk like with all the others. the playlist the playlist video is online with Alad at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Am I allowed to play it once more?
Yeah, go on. Once
just
more.
Once more. And then, okay. Thank you. Thanks, George.
Fabulous! You know me, darling, I'm a real-life fashion czar. Straight out of Stoke-on-Trent, a stylist to the stars. I'm a god of new couture, ambassador of Vogue, of Pret-a-Manger fashions, front row at catwalk shows.
He is Mr. Fashionista.
I don't do fashion, darling, I am fashion.
He is Mr. Fashionista.
My name is Timmy Trendy.
Bang on trend, he gives us fashion to die for. Fashion to die for, 'cause he's so bang on trend.
Fat or slender, gender bendy, get some style, ask Timmy Trendy. Listen, darling, comprehend me, get some style, ask Timmy Trendy. Celebrities all recommend me, get some style, ask Timmy Trendy.
Trendy.
Hello, and thank you for calling Timmy Trendy.
Hi, Timmy, it's Gok Wan here. Listen, babe.
Gok, darling, haven't seen you since Close Show Live. Sorry I had to dash, was running to Milano to steal Jenny Faulkner. How are you, darling?
Listen, I'm a fashion icon, but I've got nothing to wear. I'm gutted. Help me.
Darling, this season is all about leather panel jumpers and transparent jumpers.
Gorgeous, fabulous.
Listen to Timmy, darling, and you'll be bang on trend.
Thank you very much.
Now gawk off, darling. I'm making a hit record.
Bang on trend. He gives us fashion to die for. Bang on trend. He gives us fashion to die for.
Fat or slender, gender bendy, get some style, ask Timmy Trendy. Listen, darling, comprehend me, get some style, ask Timmy Trendy.
Bang on trend, he gives us fashion to die for.
See you in the charts, darling.
Bang on trend, he gives us fashion to die for. 'Cause he's so bang on.
Fabulous!
Bang on trend, he gives us fashion to die for.
Watch out, Will Young, Timmy's the new king of pop.
Bang on trend, he gives us fashion to die for.
Oh, I'm getting good at this.
'Cause he's so bang on
trend.
Well, that's brought the mood down, hasn't it? A lot of very disappointed people now on the text, but that's the way it goes, you know, that's how it works in the playlist. it's a fair thing, and if they decide it's not good enough, then it's not good enough. Even though, can I just say, it sounds like JLS, and they've had two number ones, so there. Right, that was Bang on Trend, Timmy Trendy. I do have some good news, though, in this sad time, and that is that you can actually download that for free now if you go to Radio 1 Online.
Unless you're German.
Unless you're German. No, you can if you're German as well. Oh. I think. Oh, no, no. Anyway, bbc.co.uk/radio1. If you go to like the homepage, you'll see the access all areas bit. Go right, then click on it, and it'll say Timmy Trendy Bang on Trend. And there's a brilliant, almost kind of Jamiroquai-esque photo of Timmy.
Jamiroquai-esque?
Well, like, just the silhouette thing of Bang on Trend. And you can get it now. Okay. So download it, and at least we can all show Timmy support in that way. So if you're a bit gutted about the decision for the playlist, at least you can have it and put it on your phone or whatever.
There's just a full bottle of Carver now waiting to be... There's slightly less nuts and chocolate biscuits.
And I've forgotten about this. At the weekend, I saw a mate that I've not seen for a while, just had a couple of drinks, and he's got a new girlfriend. Mm-hmm. It's good, actually, because he's not been seeing anyone for a while, so he's obviously, you know, really pleased. Mm-hmm. Do you want to see a picture of her?
Yeah.
I know you don't know my mate, but I'll just show you this picture that he showed me. Here it is.
Right.
Have a look, both of you.
Is Becky coming to have a look?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is he taking a picture of her like that?
Do you want to see another one?
How many of you... No, I don't. I thought it would just be a normal shot. Why is she in her pants?
Right.
I think Chappers likes it a bit more than I do.
No.
Yeah, but I'm trying not to show that, obviously.
Quite a pretty face, but I didn't really...
Is that normal for people to show pictures of their girlfriend in their underwear and stuff?
I can't really see it.
Why is he giving them to you? Why would
he's just like, do you
want
to see my new girlfriend?
Yeah, but they're
like,
seeing them on his phone, but now you've got them on your phone. Why did you want them on yours?
No, he sent them along.
Right.
Just I don't
so
know
that
why.
You could show other
so
people.
So you could recognise her when she walked in.
I just think it's a bit odd. Like, for instance, if you had any pictures of your bloke in his pants, would you show them to somebody and would you send them to someone else's phone?
No.
To have a look at one of your mates?
And I certainly wouldn't want him to do that of me.
Is it a bloke thing?
Is this building up to you showing us a picture of your thumb?
No, it's not.
Because I don't
I'm just wondering whether anyone else's friends do this.
No, I haven't got any rude pictures on my phone.
No, me neither.
Okay. Well, no, I haven't got any.
You have.
You've got
your mate, else's girlfriend.
You've got your
well.
Mate's girlfriend and your thumb.
Those are the only ones I've got are of her. I just thought it was a bit strange, that's all.
No others.
But you still wanted them.
No, I didn't want them. No,
me and Becky can check your phone if you want,
no,
see
I'm
if there are any others on there.
No, I'd rather play Shakin' Stevens.
Really?
Wouldn't you? Merry Christmas, everyone. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Hello, it's Scott on Radio 1. And now...
Oh, what's occurring?
OK. Hope you do all right today. Thanks for your scores when you got on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring?
The first one today features some old ladies. Jenny Bond off the news, Gloria Hunniford off the TV, and Angela Rippon on their show called... Rip Off Britain.
Oh, what's occurring?
Have you seen it?
You don't often get a show with those three lovelies on it, do you? Like, all three in the same place at once. Like, Jenny Bond and Gloria Hunniford together
and
is good, but then when Angela Rippon gets on board as well, it's like, I don't know what more I could want from the show.
So good. Are you watching every week? Or?
They were on all week. It was a series, I think.
Oh,
I'm quite big on consumer affairs. I don't want to get ripped off, so I make sure I watch all five on the iPlayer.
Bit like Watchdog.
Yes, but more just about rip-offs.
Right. So how to stop you getting ripped off? And if anyone would know, it would be Gloria Hunniford, Angela Rippon and Jenny Bond.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it? So, my question to you, in the 45 minutes of Rip Off Britain, how many times... In one episode, did they say rip off?
Well, this isn't fair because she's seen all five episodes.
Ah, but we don't know what episode.
18.
Becca.
Oh, 19.
Tactical.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
So here are the three hot chicks from Rip Off Britain: Jenny Bond, Gloria Hunniford, and Angela Rippon. How many times did they rip off?
The rip-offs that have affected you.
We've been the subject of rip-offs.
Rip-off Britain. Top rip-offs.
Rip-off. Rip-offs.
Rip-off. Ripped off.
Rip-off Britain.
Fear not. We're here to stop you being ripped off.
There are still rip-offs to be aware of.
Rip-off.
Thoroughly ripped off.
A rip-off.
Rip-off.
Rip-off. One big rip-off. Total rip-offs.
Ripped off.
Rip-off.
Complete rip-off.
Ripping us off. Ripped off.
We're still ripping people off.
Rip-off.
Ripped off.
Rip-off.
Rip-off.
Rip-off. Ripped off.
Not to mention a rip-off.
Rip-offs to avoid.
If you want to avoid being ripped off, you do have to be a bit proactive and just dodge these sort of rip-offs.
I like it. They get through a lot of rip-offs.
They do, don't they?
In an average show. Wow.
That was more than 19, I think.
Yeah, there was actually 34
wow.
rip-offs in 45 minutes, so Becky gets the point.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Rip-off isn't rude, is it? It sounds a bit... Is it wrong that it makes me laugh a little bit? It's not rude, is it?
It's not rude, at all.
Like, as in another word for...
Oh, rip off?
Yeah. Is it?
No.
No.
Maybe when you lived in Australia, do they say that? Oh, I've just ripped off.
No, let rip.
Oh, let rip, that's
yeah,
it.
Let rip.
That's what you're thinking of.
It just made me laugh that those three were doing a
You're just looking
now.
For it now.
It's not called let.
Angela Rip and let's rip.
It's not let's rip off.
Let's rip with Rippon.
Now, you know we were saying about that thing where mates show each other pictures of their girlfriends or boyfriends on their phone. My friend had a picture of his new girlfriend in her undies. He's like, hey, have a look at this, and then sent them to me. I'm like, I don't think you should be... I don't think I should be seeing this, and I don't think you should be sending them to me. Do you think this is a boy thing, that boys do it with their mates, or do girls do it as well, do you think? I'm saying more boy.
More boy.
Definitely more boy.
I reckon girls do it, though. Now...
No, men don't look as good in pants, do they?
No. Now, poor Neil on the streets today, we sent him out and we asked some people, have they got any saucy photos in their phone? 9 people did have saucy photos in their phone. My question is, how many of them would show Neil who was sent out to the streets?
Poor Neil!
I know. Hello, have you got any scary photos? Saucy and scary photos on your phone? Yes. 9 people said yes. How many would show him the photos?
4.
4 out of 9 would show our man on the streets.
I'm hoping it's only about 2.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
So 9 people had said photos on the street, but how many would show our friend...
Have you got any saucy pictures on your phone?
Yeah.
Oh, what you got?
I've got a topless picture of my boyfriend.
Really?
Yeah, do you want to see?
Yes, please.
Okay,
that was easy.
What about you? Have you got anything saucy on your phone?
I've got thousands.
Have you?
Yeah, thousands. Just...
Can I have a look?
Yeah, if you want.
What you got?
Just her.
Yeah. Who sent you that?
Well, that was the other day, yeah.
Have you got on your phone any saucy pics?
Nope.
None?
No.
That surprises me.
Why?
Look like you might have a few saucy pictures on your phone.
Why do I look like I might have a few saucy pictures on my phone?
Don't actually know the answer to that question. On your phone, have you got any saucy pictures?
No, not of me.
Have you got any of other people?
Probably.
Probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay, right, can I have a look?
No!
Have you got any saucy pictures on your phone?
I might do. Yeah.
Can I have a look?
No.
Now, I see you have your phone there. On there, do you have any saucy photos?
Yes.
Do you?
I do.
What would these be of?
Me and my friends.
Can I have a look?
No.
Have you got any saucy photos on your phone?
Yeah, I think so.
What are they of?
Me.
Can I have a look?
No, of course you can't.
Hello, have you got any saucy pictures on your phone?
No.
None?
None at all. I've had some of him.
Have you? Who's that?
Yeah.
Your boyfriend?
He's an ex-fling. Well, he tried to, but at the time he was really overweight, so it just didn't work.
On your phone, have you got any saucy pictures?
Yes.
Have you?
Yep.
Can I have a look?
Yes.
Oh, great, show us. Is it somebody you know?
The stripper or the friend? That's the stripper.
Oh, look at her. That's rude. On your phone, have you got any saucy pictures?
I got a French babe.
A French babe?
Yeah, a French babe. She's ginger.
Can I have a look?
Yeah, do you want to? Yeah.
Brilliant.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I got a French babe.
I got a French babe.
Yeah. A French babe?
Yeah, a French babe. She's ginger.
Can I have a look?
Yeah, do you want to? Yeah.
Did you say I've got a French babe? She's ginger?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So 4 out of 9 people showed poor... we were saying poor Neil, but most people were like, yeah, go on, have a look. Yeah. Oh, poor Neil.
He got himself into the odd situation there, didn't he?
Yeah.
He didn't know how to get himself out of.
So that was 4 out of 9. So it's a draw today, although what's occurring? Text me your scores to 81199.
Phil in Northampton slightly concerned that we recreated a new character for that feature. It's poor Neil. That's P-O-O-R. Gap
N-E-I-L.
Not an eel that works in adult films.
Oh. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.